It is very serious for a number of reasons. You know, first, you know that there's been a war between the Mexican government and the drug cartels there. And as the Mexican government gains ascendancy in that war, the cartels are refocusing on Europe, using West Africa as a transit point. And West Africa is ideal for that because it has a very long coastline, it has very weak navies, it has weak governments, it has a lot of conflicts. So when you put all those things together, West Africa is a very ideal place to make a transit point for drugs.
You seem to suggest also, Doctor, that there seems to be some kind of a connection between drugs and terrorism.
Yes, that has been speculated for some time. For example, recently in Mali, as I say in my article, researchers at the Kofi Annan Center have suggested that there may be some link between drugs and terrorism in northern Mali. We have Boko Haram in Nigeria, and most people are not sure about their source of funding, but part of the speculation is that their funding may come from drug-related activities.
So what are West African countries doing to deal with this drug problem?
Well, at a rhetorical level, they all condemn it. And then there are also seizures of drugs. You know, there have been major seizures in virtually all of the West African countries. But as former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says, in 2009, drugs that passed through West Africa were estimated to have a street value of about $6 billion. So apart from the seizures and the rhetoric, the drugs are still going on.
So you have written this book, The Drug Invasion of West Africa. What do you suggest, Doctor, that West African countries should do to better deal with this problem?
I think that West African countries should strengthen their navies. I think that they should share more intelligence information so that drug vessels that escape from one jurisdiction can be tracked into other jurisdictions. I think that with the help of the West, we should improve West Africa's economy so that there are more jobs for the youth. When young men and women have no jobs to do, getting involved with drug cartels become very attractive to them. And then in addition to that, I think that ECOWAS and the African Union needs to sit down and look at overarching policies so that we do not get to a situation where the West feels like it has to intervene regardless of what Africa thinks.
Law enforcement is very important in dealing with such a problem. Sometimes in other countries, you have even people who are supposed to deal with this drug problem are also part of it. What suggestion do you have about the role of law enforcement?
I think that what you say is correct. Law enforcement organizations are compromised across a lot of the countries in West Africa, including Ghana. I think that we should pay our law enforcement officials better than we do now. They should have more equipment. There should be more accountability. And then we should have more strict conflict of interest guidelines, you know, so that people cannot play both sides when they are exercising discretion.
I want to thank you very much, Dr. Kennedy, for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.